Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is the 8:30 hour, time for Words of Wisdom. And I'm your host, Diane Adams, a servant of God. It's an honor and a privilege to be back after not being able to fellowship with you guys on last Wednesday. But I often thought about you and I prayed for you. And I thank God that we're back again on this Wednesday night. I thank God and I thank each and every one of you who call on the line week after week so that we could expound on the word of God together in fellowship, because that's the way that God planned it. Our lesson tonight, the title is Do What Is Right, because it's just the right thing to do. We coming from Galatians 6 chapter 7th through the 9th verse. Hallelujah, y'all. What I'm going to do is play the song now, and then we're going to go to God's throne of grace, and I'll be back with you.
And you know, he's
prepared me by cause they care. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my attitude.
Because I thought it was so appropriate. Because we have to realize that God is preparing us daily. He's strengthening us. He's guiding us. He's protecting us. He's arranging and rearranging the matters in our lives. He's preparing us for the next level that he has prepared for us. God is pruning us and shaping us and molding us into what he has for us, the intended purpose. You know, this is our last Wednesday night Bible study for the year of 2022. And whenever a year is closing and a new one is going to break through, many times in the world, people say make a New Year's resolution. And they began to write down what they think they should change and think what they should do more and do these things and that things. But with God, there's no break in years. A year come and a year go, and it's God's way of just allowing everything to be. But it's our responsibility to try and be our best in every year. Really, in our daily walk with Christ, we should do what is right because it's just the right thing to do. And that's the title of our lesson tonight. And we're coming from Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 7 through 9. And at this time, we'll go to the throne of grace. One of our customers, not a customer, but one of our sisters in Christ has pressed the one button. And I don't know if she want to say something or ask for prayer. So I'm going to open her mic to see if that's what she wanted to do, if it was an error. Yeah, Sandra, your mic, your one button was pressed. Did you have anything you wanted to say for prayer?
Not at the time. I'm sorry. I had it on press.
Yeah, this was a dangerous person.
Oh, that's okay. At this time, I'm going to open a mic for Sister Pam. She's going to lead us to God's throne of grace. We're going to pray for those that was on our list in 2022, and we're going to look forward to the prayer request because we are intercessors going forward. Sister Pam, your mic is open, and you could come to us on this last Wednesday any way that you would like.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Giving thanks to you, God, on tonight for life. Thank you, O Lord, for affording us this opportunity to come together for another Wednesday night of prayer, worship, and Bible study. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for our sister in Christ and our teacher, Minister Diane Adams. Lord, I pray that you continue to use her. Continue your anointing over her. Continue allowing her to bring forth your word each and every Wednesday night. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this Bible study. Thank you for all those that are on the line tonight and on the internet. Father God, we thank you for your grace and we thank you for mercy. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and thank you, God.
Amen. And since this is our last Wednesday for the year, if someone else would like to pray, you know, prayers is really an art, and we know we living in a dark and evil world, and there's so many things that we could do nothing about, but God has given us the ability and the opportunity to come and pray for ourselves, others, people, places, and things all around the world. Prayers are essential. And prayer is letting God know our petition and asking him for his mercy and grace. So if anyone else would like to pray, you could press the one button on the phone and I'll open the mic. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious God, the giver of every perfect gift, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our High Tower, our Redeemer, hallelujah, the great I Am. Some say he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel, and he's a bright morning star. God is our everything, our greatest resource. God is protecting us, shielding us, helping us, guiding us, and the Holy Spirit is even convicting us that we could become the intended purpose that God designed for us before the foundation of the world. Prayer is a time that we could say, thank you, Jesus. And, you know, the year is going out, and we could look back over our lives, look back over the year 22 and see how the hand of God has been operating in our lives. God has, as the songwriter said, preparing us for the next stage in our lives. God, I just want to say thank you. I thank you for words of wisdom, plain and simple. I thank you for the opportunity that you allow me to come before your people on Wednesday night. Lord, I thank you that I can give some information and that the Holy Ghost will give the illumination and revelation to your people. Lord, prepare their hearts, their mind, their ears, dear God, that they could hear what the Spirit has to say on tonight, that it will strengthen us and that it will give us something to hold on to. Lord, help us in our hour of need. Help us in our hour of prayer. Help us in our hour of study. And take us to where you would like for us to be, dear God, because that's where we need to be, to please you. Lord, I thank you for your son that you allow to come and take your wrath upon himself to be placed on a cross, to be whipped and suffered all night long, that we who accept him can have a chance to the tree of life. God, I thank you didn't allow us to just stay in our sin, dear God, and have a mark on us that is destined for us to end up in hell. But God, through the gift of salvation through your son, Jesus, we all have a chance to live eternally. Lord, I'm thankful and I'm grateful. And I love you, dear God, because you love me first. And God, I realize I didn't come looking for you, but you came looking for me. And for that, I say thank you. I thank you for Wednesday night. I thank you for your people. I thank you for your love, your wisdom, your knowledge, your truth, your understanding, your long-suffering, gentleness, kindness towards us. I thank you. I thank you, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, it's Wednesday night, y'all. Time for us to expound on the word of God. And as always, I do a little background. And tonight, you know, being the last Wednesday before the new year, as I said earlier, many people have many things that they believe has to be done on the new year or should be done or things that they do. But I come to tell you tonight, God is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I want you to know that tonight, even though it's the last time for us to come together, we should keep some things in mind. Many are looking forward to the new year. You see, people usually think about areas in their lives that would be better only if something would stop or other things would be started, then try to become dedicated to its fulfillment. Many want to grow stronger in their faith by getting closer to God. Whatever it is, this new cause capture your attention and many times awaken your passion. You see, we believe in what we are trying to do, and we commit ourselves to do it with our whole being. We continue to push forward even when obstacles arise or doors are closed, because we believe in our change. We persevere. We know that it's the right thing to do, yet many times we fail, often stop trying, or just get disenchanted with the idea. And many times we lose focus. But if we just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do daily, year in and year out. We will all succeed. All of this is fine, but I'm going to just let you know with the word of God. You see, when we begin to do anything and we want success, we must first put first things first. You see, a new year is just an extension of the old year. With that being said, time has never stopped and started over. It just keep on moving. It has been said you can't do time because time does itself. You know that you can't stop time and you can't block time and it waits for no one. We must look at the new year to start over to do what's right. We don't have to look at a new year. We should be looking at newness every day, asking God to allow us to be better today than we was yesterday. Ask to have some Christian growth in our lives. You see, John 9:4 lets us know this fact. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. We know that this life, as the book of John says, is only a vapor. Tomorrow is not promised. You see, you have to live and be the best you can each moment because you don't know when your time is going to end. You see, we must do as Jesus said and be about our Father's business. Stop looking at the new year to get ready, but every day of our lives. The word of God is what produces change in our lives and is constantly working all things out for our good. You see, everything is based and go back to the word. So if we just begin to allow the word of God to be our moral compass for our daily living, everything is going to be all right. You know, no matter what the questions are, the word of God has the answer. No matter what is needed, the word of God has the instructions on what you need to do to achieve it. The word of God alone, with our gift of the Holy Spirit, is what aids us to create change in our lives, to live a righteous life, which should be our everyday expectations. God started a work in you once you accepted his son. And he has never taken a time out. He never took a vacation on you. And he never asked for a leave of absence because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And that's what he meant. And that's what he's doing. So I encourage everybody, as well as myself, to enter the new year without fears. So if you start each day with Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. First, daily. First. And the scripture goes on the 34 to say, take no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You see, tomorrow is going to come with its own things because that's just the way it is. We're not in control. So if we stay in position, no matter what comes our way, we'll be all right. You see, some people are not concerned with the feelings, needs, or well-beings of others. So many people are only concerned with themselves and their families. But if you think about it, how you would want someone else to treat you and begin to treat others the way you will want to be treated, You've done a lot. You see, if we follow the golden rule to guide our lives, which is found in Matthew 7:12, therefore all things whatever you would that men would do to you, do ye even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Everything that was said in the law, God was teaching us how to treat one another. And all of the messages from the prophets was God telling us how to be better. So if you just do that, the simple thing, imagine if the people in the world would treat others, these young boys and girls going around killing people, people getting mad with road rage and killing people, wars and rumors of wars, Putin, he wouldn't like the people that he's bumming to come and bum him and his family. Do unto others as you have them to do unto you. It will achieve much success in your life. And we got to remember going into the new year, forgiveness is an essential key to a new beginning. If you have people you haven't forgiven up until the year 2022, please don't take it in 2023. Begin to forgive, but you must learn how to forgive yourself first. We have to stop beating up on ourselves and worrying about the things that we've done in the past. Your past is gone and you can't change it. You can only learn from it. So keep on moving without all the junk in your trunk. Take the shackles off of your feet, worrying about what you should have did and didn't do it. Start over each day, not each year. Stop thinking about all those if I would have, could have, should have, if you want peace. Then forgive others. Because I come to tell you tonight, forgiving others is more for you than it is for them. They have you chained. They're keeping you from being free. And many of them has moved on. See, the word of God that I'm talking about, the carrying the new year in your daily life, Ephesians 4:32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Remember, not just in the new year, but start each day remembering what the word of God is saying to us. And I guarantee you success. And we're going to go into the scriptures at this time, Galatians 6:7. I'm going to read the 7th verse at this time. And it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You see, the thing that you do, this is really, really cool right here, this short sentence. You see, the things that you do determine what you get. Everything has a cause and an effect, good or bad. The things that you do determine what you get. You see, the Bible speaks a lot about seed planting and harvest time. You see, a harvest is what you receive from what you have planted. All right? A man reap what he has sown. You know, there's somewhere in the Bible that's something as simple as say, if you want a friend, you have to show yourself friendly. The things that we want, we got to be willing to give. You see, as a general principle, it is true that sowing leads to reaping. Many times, many of us are sowing seeds into the things of God. And many times, and time passes, and you get a blessing. It's a part of the harvest from what you have sown. You see, and that's true in the agricultural world, and it's also true in life choices. You reap what you sow. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, whoever sows sparingly, come on, y'all, will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. You know, many times you look at people and you say, everything they touch turns to gold. You know, that, you know, they got it together and they blessed. There's a song by Mary. Mary said, they was talking about them and how blessed they were and what they had. She said, yes, she could write a check with many zeros and different things like that. But she also told him, you don't know how much I gave. You don't know how much I prayed. You see, that's the stuff people can't see. But the word of God made it clear for us. If you sow sparingly, you shall also reap sparingly. You see, many times people don't want to do and give anything to God and expect God to do everything they want. God said if he did it like that, he would be mocked. That would be that the people is outwitting God, and God can't be outwitted. So that's why he said whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. It's like on our back. God has put the prompt, the principle in the atmosphere, and you do what you want with it. Hallelujah. If you trust God a little, it can only produce a little faith. See, when people who have great faith, they trust God more and more and more daily. Oh, so and so and so, but I'm going to just trust God. And they say it and they mean it. Come on now. They pray and they leave it at the altar and they don't go back and pick it up. Paul told us something in the word of God. He said, I have planted, Apollo water it, but God gave the increase. You see, the seed planted represent the word of God. There are Old Testament verses that also refer to the principle that we reap what we sow. Those who are who plant injustice will harvest disaster. You see, that seed planting and reaping is a twofold. When I was a little girl, I can remember my mother saying, you're going to reap what you sow. You know, when you did things that was wrong, they always brought that to you. You're going to reap what you sow. And when I got old and started reading the Bible and understanding the word of God, it was amazing to me because I realized that if I do bad, yes, I will receive bad. But if I did good, I was going to also reap good. Check your scale and check your balance. Are you sowing more good than bad? Because none of us is perfect. There, if you sow injustice, you're going to reap a harvest of disaster, says King Solomon. Solomon, who was the wisest man in the world to ever live, that's what he said. And then there's another thing that says you have planted wickedness and all you reap is evil. Come on, y'all. That's another prophet who they say it. And then they say they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. That's what wisdom says in Proverbs 1:31. You see, in each of these cases, the law of sowing and reaping goes back to God's justice. You have to stop looking for the harvest that you did not plant. Sometimes people say, why this one got this and why this one? Go ahead and watch. Look, see what seeds you're planting. so you could get the harvest that you're expecting to get. You see, you cannot plant a seed of apple and expect to receive a harvest of oranges. You must look to receive that which you have sown. Goodness will produce goodness. Evil will produce evil. What you give is what you get. No more, no less. So watch what you sow, because that is what you're going to get. Mean people. Dishonest people is sowing the seeds that leads to destruction. The next verse, verse 8 says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life. When you look at this scripture and they say sowing to the flesh, what that means is if all you do, the flesh represents the world. So if all you do is sow seeds in the things of the world, then you could only receive the things of the world, and everything of the world is only temporal, because only what you do for Christ is going to last. But you see, if you sow in the spirit, in the kingdom of God here on earth, then your harvest is going to be spiritual. Your harvest is going to be what takes care of you. Your harvest, when you sow in the spirit, is what keeps your mind fixed and your heart regulated. It's what wakes you up daily and allow you to go to sleep at night. You got to watch what you're sowing and where you're sowing your seeds. If everything is about material things and everything is about your pleasures and what you're doing, that's why God says he's going to say, what have you done for me lately? You see, this verse summarized the principle well. When you are selfish, pride, unjust, sinful, and trusting in your own abilities, we got to remember we're not afforded the privilege to make it up as we go. God has given us a manual. And you think that you can save yourself, you're sowing to the flesh, and destructions await. But when we are selfless, mean stop thinking only about ourselves and begin to think about others and other situations and things like that, we will become generous, kind, and dependent on God's provisions and salvation. You know, we was reading in the books in the Bible, and it was either Ecclesiastic or Proverbs, because, you know, Solomon was speaking wisdom. Solomon, in so many words, said, when you sow seeds with the poor, the needed, and things like that, they say it's like you making a loan to God, and God will repay you, and he will repay you with interest. See, because what you do to others is what you're doing unto God. Hallelujah, y'all. You see, but if you sow all your time, your resources, your talents, and your gifts into the world system, you can only receive worldly things, as I say, are only temporal and usually cause much pain because of its limited return potential. Give it to the world and see how they pay you back. Because sin always promises more than it can give. Always. It starts you off at a little pace and escalates you so high you can't do nothing but drop down. And when you drop down and hit rock bottom, Satan walk away. But if you sow into the kingdom of God, you will receive all of the benefits of the kingdom. and all of them are everlasting. Because the Bible teaches us everything that we know, touch, and feel is going to dissipate. It's going to be burnt with a fervent heat. It's going to be cast away and make way for the new Jerusalem. Everything got to go. Everything as we know it's got to go. But this is what I'm saying here. If you sow into the kingdom, those things will not dissolve. It will be with you. That's the things you bring into eternity. That's the things that God, when you get before the judgment seat of Christ, he's not going to be asking you if you say, my sisters and brothers. Remember, if you get to the judgment seat of Christ, only saved people is going to be there. So when God and Jesus Christ, well, Jesus Christ is talking to you, he's not going to ask you about being saved. He's going to ask you about what you did. The Bible teaches us that there are crowns and rewards. Jesus said when he come back, he's coming back with his angels and he have his rewards in his hand. And God says he never asks you to do something without doing something for you, because that's the way he is. Because you see, if you just do, and God don't do for you, come on, y'all, then how would it look? Then it would make you boast. And God said he never give an opportunity for anyone to boast. So you give, and God said it shall be given unto you. Hallelujah, y'all. God said, I'll open the windows and pour out a blessing. You won't have enough room to receive it. Hallelujah. He said, I will take care of you, and not only you, but your children and your children's children, because you're sowing into the kingdom. Come on, y'all. You do for God, and God will do for you, and you can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try. And if we look at the last verse, verse 9, the verse is saying, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, many times we do so much. Many times we do things for people who don't deserve it. Many times you wonder why everybody keep asking you for everything and doing that. Well, the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. But God is letting us know in this scripture, in this book of Galatians, don't get weary with doing good. Just keep doing what is right, because it's a right thing to do. And don't faint. And verse 10 says, and we have therefore opportunity. See that word opportunity? I got to spend a little time on that with us tonight. You got to realize God provides the opportunity for us to live a righteous life. God sends the opportunity for you to either do this and do that, do this for this one, or do that for that one. God and the Holy Spirit is always talking to you. But some people have, tune has gone deaf to the voice of the Holy Spirit. They have not submitted for so long till they can't even hear to understand, to know his voice. But God is doing that for everybody. That's the way he planned it. And he's not going to stop for you. He's given us opportunity to do what is right, because it's the right thing to do. We have to submit ourselves. It says, and the scripture goes on to say, let us do well. Let us do good unto all men. But it says, especially those in a household of faith. So the Bible is telling you have to do good to everybody. But do it especially to those in a household of faith. God said, I shine on a just as well as done just. And God wants us to do well and do good to everybody, not just the saved people. Because God is working on them, and hopefully you're helping God to get them saved. You see, that while there's a real spiritual principle at work, that if you sow bad things, you will reap bad things. there is also mercy. So I want to let you know that God has the power to do what he wants because of his sovereignty, even with the principles. God is the principle, and he is sovereign, so he do what he wants. You see, graciously, we do not always reap what we sow. You might say, well, then how is that if that's the principle? You see, because we reap sin. And we got grace. Come on. Because that's God's choosing us. You see, God reserved the right to show mercy on whomever he will, as he said to Moses. God told Moses one time, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. You got to always throw that in a create in a equation. God does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, because of who he wants. And that's his justice. That's found in Romans 9 and 15. You see, it is because of mercy and compassion of God that we can have a home in heaven despite our sin. We sowed iniquity and corruption, and Jesus reaped our punishment on the cross. Glory be to God. You see, God presents the opportunity for us to serve and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is to sow well. When we could and don't, or see and won't, we miss our God-given opportunity. See, that's what's called God's given opportunity. When Jesus comes back again, I hope that you are not the one on the left when he says what he said in Matthew 24 and 41. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. 42. This is what Jesus said. For I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in, naked, and you clothed me not, sick and in prison, and you visit me not. Fourfold. Then shall they also ask of him, Jesus told that to them, and they asked, Lord, when shall we be and hungered or thirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Jesus told them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, talking about mankind, sisters and brothers, your neighbors, your church members, come on, y'all, your friends. He said, as much as you did not to the least of these, you did it unto me. And these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. You see, when it's all said and done, don't let your living be in vain. Don't let Christ dying on the cross be in vain. Don't let God master plan be in vain. And it's not going to be in vain, but nowhere but in your life if that's the way you live it. Don't let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us and comfort us. Don't let it be in vain. And Christ will be able to see you at the appointed time. You have sown well. my good and faithful servant. Well done. And as I close tonight, I want all of us to remember our desire, not only in the beginning of a new year, but every day of our lives, if we just do what is right, because it's the right thing to do, please the Master. And that's the lesson for tonight. All glory and honor be unto God. If there's anyone would like to say anything on this great last Wednesday of 2022, you can press your one button and I'll open the mic and you can speak. This is the last opportunity for to say something on the line in the year of 2022. If anyone would like to say anything, you could press the one button on your phone, and I'll open the mic. Sister Pam, your mic your light is on, and you can't do it again, so I don't know if you want to make a comment. I'm going to only open your mic to speak because you can't prompt me to let me know you want to say something. Sister Pam, your mic is open if you want to say anything.
Well, I'd just like to say I pray that everybody here that's going out was a blessed and wonderful one, and I pray that going into the new year, that everybody have a prosperous new year. And remember, get closer to the Lord because the time is at hand. Our time is short. There's so much going on in the world today. And I just pray that you get closer to your families, get closer to your neighbors, and just always just pray and just ask God for strength when you feel weak, when you feel down, when you feel depressed, when you feel like there's no way out. Just call on the name of Jesus, and he's going to always be there for you. And I thank everybody for listening. I don't know nobody. I don't know no faces. I don't even know Minister Diane face. But I thank God for all of you all being on the line this year. And I love each and every one of you. And I pray that, like I say, I pray that each and every one of you have a prosperous and a blessed new year.
Thank you so much, Sister Pam.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Caller. Caller, your number is 900. Minister Paula Cloud.
I just want to thank you for a wonderful day tonight. And may God put into you all that you poured out to us, and that he continue to sustain you and uphold you throughout the end of this year to the next year, so that you can continue to do the great work he has called on you to do.
Thank you so much, Minister Cloud. Is there anyone else? There was another caller that had their button pressed, and the phone went off, so if they come back on. Caller, your number is 504-460. Your mic is open. Look like when I'm pressing a button. Okay. Caller, your number. That is okay. Caller, your number is 3. Your area code is 321. Your mic is open.
Hi. Good night. Good evening, everyone. Minister Diane. As I tuned in on tonight, the song was playing, He is Preparing Me. and it brought to mind all those things that God has been doing in our lives through the ministries and through the persons that he's connected me with during this year, and all the growth that we've been growing through, how he has been preparing us. And as you said, he gave us opportunities to reap good seed during this past year. And I just believe that he has greater coming for all of us in this new year. And he's given us the opportunity to be used by him at a level that we have not been used before. And he's opened some doors and placed some things in our lives that I know this is for his glory. It's not about us. And though we've been, many of us have been faithful and praying together and worshiping together and fellowshipping together, that he has a greater purpose. And so when I turned on and that song was playing, he's preparing me, it just reminded me of all the things, little things building up on, little things, being better prayer warriors, spending time in the word more, spending time in praise and worship, and just connecting with him on a deeper level, that we know that he is getting us ready for greater. And so I just thank you for the word on tonight, and just thank you for continuing weekly to bring your messages. I don't make it on all the time. Being on the East Coast sometimes, I'm a little sleepy by the time as I'll start out and don't finish sometime, but I thank you for your faithfulness and continue to bring it forth for those that are willing to have a heart and a mind to receive what the Lord is saying. And I believe he's having greater for us in this new year. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Zarita Young, calling in from Florida. Thank you for your comments. Caller, your number is 46020. Your mic is open.
Hi, how you doing, Sister Diane? This is Sandra. And I wanted to say, well, when I read the title tonight, it kind of, I was very interested in what it was going to be about, because I have been, my son, I've been talking to him about some things that he's been going through, and I've been trying to keep him focused, like just keep doing the right thing by your children, even if it doesn't seem like it's going your way, just keep doing it. But, you know, the kids are young, they don't understand right now, but they'll understand later. And so when I saw the title, I went on and I read the scripture, that chapter, before the Bible study, and it just hit the nose, and I actually screenshotted verse 9, and I sent it to him so he can read that. And, you know, just because it just fell right in place, definitely, with the situation that's going on with him. And I'm not one of the kind of like scriptures a lot, because I feel like I don't be confident in mourning as well. So, but that one just kind of like hit home for definitely what was going on with the situation with my child. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the lesson tonight. I really did. And I don't tune in like I should, but yeah, but I do appreciate you. Thank you, Sister Diane.
And I appreciate you as well, my sister. What's your name again?
Sandra. I'm Sandra. This is Sandra from Greater Liberty.
Okay. Oh, Sandra Greater Liberty, not Sandra Bridges.
Yes. No, not
okay.
That one. Yes.
I'm so glad you tuned in tonight, darling. You know I love you, huh?
I know.
And I
know.
Always think about you, and I continue to pray for you. So I'm elated that you called in tonight. Glory be to God.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
And I want to say also thank you, too. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, this not only concludes our program for tonight, but it concludes our year 2022. Hallelujah, y'all. I thank God for allowing us to be here from the beginning to the end, and not just then, because I tell you, time don't really stop and start. That's what man, how he breaks it up. But the program started in 2012, and this is now 2022, and it's 10 years. But I want to thank God not just for allowing us from 2022, but all the way from 2012. And he keep on blessing us and allowing us to come together on Wednesday night to fellowship one with another. And I am grateful, and I thank God, and I thank each and every one of you. And if no one else has anything to say, this is our Bible study for tonight. And it is my prayer that God be with us, not just in the new year, but every day of our lives, that he keep giving us his provisions, and he keep blessing us, and he keep protecting us, and he keep holding us, and he keep loving on us more than we can love ourselves. And I thank him for what he's already done and what he's doing and the promises that he promised to do going forward. Thank you, God. And again, I got to say thanks to each and every one of you, because without you, there would be no program. And I don't take it lightly. I want to thank everyone that's calling from all around the world. We have a geographic paper that they give us that shows where the calls is coming from. And we have calls that comes from all around the world. Hallelujah. Not just in New Orleans. When I first started, all of my calls was mostly Louisiana. But God has saw fit, and he has allowed people to use with the use of the internet. In the United States, we have 77% of the callers out of 100. South Africa, 4%, 4.50% of callers is from Africa. South Africa, Canada, we have 3% of the calls. In Kenya, we have 2% of the calls. And we have in India, they have 2%. Now, this is only equated on the top five callers. But there are other callers, but they would have to be under the numbers that we have now. And I always get excited when I have calls from China. Because, you know, China does not have the people, Christians in China, does not have the ability to worship God publicly. But, you know, the internet that God allowed, that the devil, they say, set up for the bad, God turn it around for the good. And we do have callers that be with us from China. So again, I say thank God, and the shout out is not just for the people on the line, but those who look at the, who listen and fellowship online. Thanks to each and every one of you. And I pray that you be blessed, and that God bless you really, really good. At this time, we'll have our benediction. Hold on, Sister Pam. Your mic is open.
The benediction tonight, the last Wednesday night of December 28, 2022, will be coming from 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for that scripture. And I'm going to say this, and we're going to end for the night. God is not looking for our perfection. He know that can't be accomplished in and of ourselves. That's why he sent his son. He's not looking for our perfection, but he's looking for our direction. And our direction change as we grow in God's grace and the knowledge of him and his son. So as we leave on tonight, continue to press towards the mark of the prize for the high calling, which is Christ Jesus, and try to be better tomorrow than you were today. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is my prayer to all of you that's here. Glory be to God. Good night, y'all. See you in 2023.
Amen.
Sister Elyria. And that's it for tonight, y'all.
Jesus saved. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah.
I like how the young people be doing.
Jesus.
Jesus.